We have a follow-up question for Dr. G, going back to those pre-purchase exams. Sadie's in our live audience, and she wants to know how big of a deal breaker previous injuries are, especially the quote-unquote scary ones, such as suspensory injuries, sesamoids. If you're looking for a thoroughbred as a mid to upper level sport horse, should you maybe pass on those kind of injuries?
The knee-jerk reaction has to be, in a way, yes. I mean, if you're looking for an upper level, if you throw that mid to upper level in there, that's the killer. If you're looking for a mid to upper level, don't pass on all injuries, but specifically blown suspensory, really bad suspensory branches, anything with significant arthritis already, those are going to have to be passed. But I will also say that some of the best horses that we're actively treating in our practice at the moment have these injuries, blown suspensory. They may be lower level athletics, but they're doing very, very well. So if you specifically want to curtail that question to the upper level performing horse, then suspensory is probably a good one to stay away from. Now, I'll also throw in that if that suspensory injury was properly dealt with, the horse flexes negative and is sound on pre-purchase, then that would be a risk worth taking. You'll probably get that horse for a bargain too, because it's going to have, if it's got a blown suspensory, it's going to look bad and they're going to have a tough time moving that horse along. So it's tough to ever say disregard it completely. And some of these horses will surprise you. I mean, there are thoroughbreds out there performing with injuries that you wouldn't even think they could possibly come back from. But yeah, suspensory is one I'd stay away from for an upper level.